Hi, I'm Max Mosier from the Infinity Bros Podcast, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Have you ever been disappointed by a game, movie, film, or TV series and the way they ended? I was listening to a recent podcast where Jensen Ackles was on it, the star from Supernatural. I don't know if you've ever watched it, but it's a show about demons and angels and these men that try to conquer them in the midst of this, albeit very teenage drama-esque show. And when he initially was pitched the ending of this amazing grand scope epic tale that was given over a decade, he said he initially was disappointed in the ending. But as the interview went on, he went on to say, "I do see now looking back though how the journey was fulfilling, beautiful, and sacrificial for my character." And I think for us as human beings, we tend to look at our journey as God's plan, but at times, we try to morph God's plan into our plan. I'm reminded of a text in Matthew 20 where a mom approaches Jesus and asks for Jesus to have her two sons sit at his right and left hand when they reach heaven and the kingdom. And if you move on later into the text in verse 26, Jesus is speaking to the disciples right after this happens. Jesus knew in this moment that bad things were going to happen to him in the micro. But for the macro and the overall story, beautiful things were still coming. But Jesus' response to all this was pretty crazy. He says, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They obviously responded, "We are able." He said, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and my left is not mine to grant. It is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." This obviously isn't a physical cup. It's a metaphorical cup. And later in verse 26, Jesus would talk about what it would mean to be a servant of all, being a servant leader. For some of us, our story is not going to be this grandiose ending. For some of us, it's going to be an ending in a life of pain. For others, it'll be a life of sacrifice. For many, it actually might be a disciplined journey that appears boring on the front end, but provides riches and joys for people for eternity. Wherever you're at on your faith journey today, know that what the Lord has called you to do is take up his cup for his kingdom. His plan may not be what you want, but his plan is always good and always will glorify him. And that's something we can take solace in today. That's all the time we have for Devos today. If you want to hear more nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Infinity Bro Max, and I love you 3000. See ya. Bye.